from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Criminal investigators from Timmins Police are awaiting post-mortem results to determine exactly how a man was killed over the weekend. His body was found in the backyard of an Avenue Road apartment building yesterday morning. Communications coordinator Mark DePazzi says the autopsy was ordered by the coroner.
It's tough to put a clock on it. They work at their own pace. Thoroughness is demanded here. We want to make sure that we don't overlook anything, but it is proceeding at a fairly healthy pace.
The man's name won't be released until then, and family is notified. DePazzi says there's no reason for concern about public safety. One more case of COVID-19 in Timmins, and five resolved across the Porcupine Health Unit region, bring the ongoing total to 2,281, with six active. By the numbers wraps up all the figures. It's at mytimmonsnow.com. For the ninth year, the Archie Dillon Sportsplex Swimming Pool is trying to get businesses or organizations to make a splash over the holidays. It's taking bookings for them to sponsor a children's or family swim session so that it's free of charge. Aquatic Supervisor Amanda Natto says the events will be marketed by the City of Timmins, ensuring that the sponsor is known to the swimmers.
As well as any of the print marketing that they want to bring to the facility during their sponsored swims, or even hang a banner should they wish.
Details are available from the Sportsplex pool. Finally, this afternoon, for over 70 years of Timmins' 109-year history, the Stan Fowler Santa Claus Fund has been feeding needy families at Christmas. Starting in 1948 and mostly working alone, Stan Fowler raised $2,800. This year, the fund pulled in $46,000. Timmins Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman reminds us that the annual Radiothon is now responsible for the fundraising.
And many of us will remember the telethons on television that always took place in December. They were always a really big hit. Now that's moved off to radio, and the Moose is now doing the Moose Radiothon. The tradition continues in the community.
Next Monday, in our look at Timmins history, a trivia quiz. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.